Hello.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. It's Pete Eakins here. Time to get up and hit the road. Morning.
I'm
the concierge here at the hotel that you're staying at, and you had a wake-up call scheduled for right now, and I don't like to do the computer ones, you know, so I like to call people myself and say, it's time to get after it, so wake on up.
But I didn't order a wake-up call.
Yes, you did.
I definitely, absolutely did not.
Okay, well, I have down here that room 115 needed a wake-up call right now, and so I...
I'm 5'11", and I was, like, in a dead sleep, so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I called the wrong room.
Yes.
All right, well, I'll let you get back to sleep. I'm so, so sorry about that.
Okay, thanks. Have a good day. Bye. Hello.
Hey, it is Pete Eakins, the concierge, one more time. I need to ask you a question real quick.
Literally just woke me up. I was almost back asleep. What do you need?
Oh, are you checking out today?
No, I'm not checking out today.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
totally regular day. I did not order a wake-up call. Just, yeah. Gotcha.
Okay, well. When you do check out, I just want to let you know you can do it through the TV so you don't have to talk to anybody or whatever. You can just check out right there. No need to come down to the desk and all that. All right, I'll let you get back to sleep. I'm so sorry about that.
Okay, wonderful. Bye. Hello.
It's Pete Eakins one more time, the concierge at the hotel.
My God, Pete Eakins, please stop calling this room, please.
Okay.
If you need me for anything, I can come down like at a normal hour. Just please, I'm begging you, just please let me sleep for like a couple more hours. I will come to the front desk if you need anything from me. I'm not checking out. I'm still on the property. Please.
Did you need any towels? That's why I was calling.
Oh my God, Pete, I do not need any towels. Please do not call this room again. I will ask you if I need towels, okay?
No washcloths at all?
Oh my God, you called me by accident, and I informed you it was an accident.
Yeah.
So why would you call back two more times? I don't understand. Please stop calling this room.
I think I understand. I will check in with you later this afternoon then when you're up and moving.
I didn't need anything from you in the first place. You called me three times unsolicited. Please do not call back.
Gotcha. Okay, I'll let you get back to sleep. So sorry about that.
Oh my God. Okay, this better not be Pete.
It is.
Oh my God. I don't know if you're bored. I don't know if there's no one else in this hotel and you have no one to talk to. But please, God, I am begging you, give me two f-ing hours and I will come down and have f-ing breakfast with you if that's what you want. Please. Stop calling this room, or I'm going to have to come down there and speak to your manager.
Okay.
Okay? I don't want to hear from you again.
Picking up the feeling that you're frustrated with the customer service here in our hotel.
Bro, I didn't ask you to call in the first place, and you have called back four consecutive times. I don't understand what part of this you don't understand. Do not call this room again. You had the wrong room. In fact, you should probably call the correct room and wake them up.
Do you need any tea or anything? And do we refill any of that for you? Water?
Absolutely not. At this point, I am leaving this hotel effective immediately. I don't even know what to do anymore.
You don't need to do much because I just need to tell you that this is actually Jubal from the Jubal Show doing a phone prank on you and your boyfriend Jamal set you up.
Oh my God.
It's a joke.
What a... Why would he do that? He knows that I have off today. Today is the one day I don't have to wake up early. He's such a jerk. Why would he do that?
You've been on the road for work and you've been really busy and had a day off finally. And so he wanted to prank you and wake you up. But he also wanted me to tell you he's actually in the lobby and he flew in unexpected and wants to surprise you.
Oh, wait, that's really cute. I'm going to kill him, but that's very cute.
All right, well, I'll let you go do whatever you're going to do and you can text him and figure that out. But sorry to wake you up.
I'm literally going to tell him to come up here and watch me sleep for two more hours.
Wake up every morning with Jubal Phone.